USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Once famously saying he'd take a bullet for Donald Trump, the president's former lawyer Michael Cohen is now going to be calling a federal prison his home for 3 years. Yesterday, sentenced by a federal judge in New York City to surrender on the 6th of March, Cohen pleading guilty to tax fraud, banking fraud, and violations of campaign finance laws, also admitting to lying to Congress about plans to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. British Prime Minister Theresa May survives a no-confidence vote in Parliament.
Following this ballot, we now need to get on with the job of delivering Brexit for the British people and building a better future for this country.
May trying to lead the nation to an exit from the European Union, but the deal she presented to lawmakers there has been greeted with hostility. You are listening to USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more, with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Protests erupt at the State House in Columbus, Ohio, as a controversial measure limiting abortions passed the state Senate. Protesters shouting down lawmakers as the so-called heartbeat bill passed the Senate yesterday, 18-13. It now goes back to the House in the state of Ohio today. It would ban abortion after the first heartbeat is detected, which can be as early as 6 weeks into a woman's pregnancy. The Federal Communications Commission's decision on text messages might end California's attempt to tax them. The FCC ruling yesterday that text messages are similar to email and should be considered what it calls information services. The state's Public Utilities Commission is proposing a surcharge on text messaging, hoping to offset its growing budget of making phone service available to the poor in California. And you can find us online at usaradio.com.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Veteran Republican Senator Orrin Hatch is now sounding an alarm about what he sees as the dire state of the U.S. Senate. In a farewell address on the Senate floor yesterday, the 84-year-old Utah senator said, quote, "The Senate as an institution is in crisis, or at least may be in crisis," Hatch noting the lack of compromise in the Senate recently and noting that while it was once a guiding credo, it's now synonymous with surrender. Hatch asking for a restoration of civil discourse and that senators survive, or I should say strive, for unity. Hatch is retiring after over 40 years in the upper chamber. First Lady Melania Trump says the media needs to focus on substance, not gossip and nonsense. She makes the remark while talking with Fox News' Sean Hannity while aboard the aircraft carrier USS George H.W. Bush yesterday. Melania Trump saying she also doesn't focus on speculation surrounding the state of her marriage with President Trump. Trump's former personal lawyer, as we told you earlier, is now sentenced to prison for campaign finance crimes, including paying hush money to two women who claim to have had affairs with Mr. Trump. The First Lady says she knows there's going to be criticism, but she's going to do what's right for the country and for the American people. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News.